This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I have no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Oh my goodness. We were given a gift. We were given a present. We were given just an unbelievable weekend and an unbelievable week, to be quite honest with you, in the sports world. And I'm here to break it all down for you. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was and the weekend that was. Those AFC and NFC championship football games were off the hook, man. I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit disappointed coming into the AFC and the NFC championship games, but truth be told, I got everything I wanted and a whole heck of a lot more. I've seen that movie so many times, and Tom Brady, Tom Brady, he's always the star of that movie, man. It's just unbelievable. It's incredible. We will get into it all. The scores, the New England Patriots, both games go to overtime. You can tell I'm excited. They win 37-31 over Kansas City on the road. And again, that was the theme today, people. The Rams get it done as well on the road, 26-23. That one goes to overtime as well. Again, just unbelievable football games to talk about. There were other things that happened in the sports world. Believe me, I know this. I really do. I know there were other things that happened in the sports world, like Roger Federer losing down under at the Australian Open, the defending champion going down to Stefano Tsitsipas, a young up-and-coming bright superstar in the tennis world. So that's always on my mind. You know, Serena will be going at it with Hal up here in just a little bit. The tennis is going on behind me when I'm thinking about it. The NBA, holy cow, man. I don't know where to start, people. So let me know where you want to start. 1-800-878-7529 or hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh, man. Weekend recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The five, Brady in the gun, flanking him to his left is White. Four wide receivers, four on the defensive line. Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox's his right arm, line drive, throw, caught, falling down, belt high grab, touchdown, Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A 5-yard touchdown grab, two-handed lunging catch made middle of the end zone, Gronkowski beating Ronald Darby. And again, the Patriots have fought back, trailing by four early in the third in Super Bowl 52.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Oof, take a deep breath. Like, no joke, take a deep breath. We were rewarded, finally, with some unbelievable games in the AFC and NFC Championship. Couldn't have asked for better games. I'm sure that New Orleans fan and I'm sure that Kansas City Chief fan, a little bit upset about calls and things that were made. But you know what? That's the way the ball bounces, man. That is the way the ball bounces. Speaking of that, welcome back. Dorfman getting at you. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, we've got hours of sports talk going on for you all night long. After me, you got Jeff Rich and then Bob Black with the sports attack after that. So all night we got you covered. Tons of different points of view and thoughts and opinions here. And yours is definitely welcome. 1-800-878-7529. 37-31. New England gets it done on the road at Arrowhead. And the truth is when you think about what took place in this football game, it was fantastic. It was seriously fantastic. You had a really, really good performance offensively from both the Patriots and the Chiefs. Defensively, it was like late in the game, man. I'm sorry, but you know, the Patriots putting up 14, the Chiefs putting up 24 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that is what happened, people. And then obviously the overtime came and Tom Brady and the guys got it done. And that drive that they put together in overtime was typical. That was typical of what Tom Brady does. If you haven't seen the movie before, Tom Brady is the star of the show. And then what happens is that Tom Brady, with all of his great plays and precision and accuracy of finding receivers and them making great plays, well, they get another victory and they get another run at the Super Bowl. And that's 9 in 18 years, people. 9 in 18 years. It's beyond great, man. It's just remarkable stuff. And again, Sony Michel had himself a ball game. Dude carried the rock 29 times, 113 yards, a couple touchdowns. And what can we say about Burkhead, man? What can we say about Burkhead? When the money was on the line, dude punched it in and got them that touchdown to get them the victory. He had a couple touchdowns. Tom Brady had a couple interceptions. He had one touchdown, but he had that drive at the end that we're so accustomed to seeing the same movie where Tom Brady gets it done. And Patrick Mahomes, look, man, the guy played a pretty good game, to be quite honest with you. 3 TDs, no interceptions. The sacks, I mean, that was a big difference in the game. Tom Brady never gets touched, but the guy goes back to throw the ball 46 times. Patrick Mahomes throws it 31 times and gets sacked 4 times for a loss of 46 yards. So ultimately, man, that was a big difference. Tom Brady was never on his back. Yeah, he got bumped around a little bit, but never had the sacks, never had the loss of yards. Threw a couple picks, though. I think you better be nervous at what could happen for him in the Super Bowl when he has a performance like this in the AFC and his team still wins. What can you say about Sony Michel, man? Like, dude is fantastic. A rookie making plays in the big time, man. And speaking of big plays, Gronkowski making a big play when he was needed most at the end of the ball game. And Julian Edelman, man. I mean, those two guys just really good, really good. Philip Dorsett has the nice touchdown, 29 yards. Three targets, but only one catch and the big touchdown, obviously. But Julian Edelman going across the middle, that dude is fearless, man. Dude is fearless. Takes all kinds of shots. Just keeps he's like the Energizer battery, man. He takes that licking and just keeps on ticking. Hopefully I got that right. That might be Duracell, and I might be mixing it up with the Energizer battery. I don't know. But you get the point, man. These people are accustomed to being in these moments, and they are accustomed to making the big play and getting themselves to the next big moment. If you hate the Patriots, man, you hate greatness. I'm sorry. I am not a Patriot fan. I'm not a Boston fan. But I can recognize how unbelievable what we're watching is. Modern day greatness, it's hard to appreciate it as you're watching it. But it is truly something magnificent. And this Tom Brady guy is something else. Tom Brady is absolutely something else. He gave Patrick Mahomes a lesson, man. And believe me, that is my homie. The guy had a fantastic season. The Kansas City Chiefs had a fantastic season, man. There's no shame in losing to Tom Brady. We're just all saying, when is it going to come to an end? When does that finally happen? When do we get over that hump of not having to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Well, guess what, folks? We're going to see it one more time. And I'm happy to see it. I really am, man. I am appreciating it much, much more as I keep watching this. This was a down year for that team. 11-5. 3-5 on the road. Had to win the AFC Championship on the road. You got to give them credit. You just have to. And Andy Reid, I feel bad for you, but dude, here's the problem. First and foremost, I don't know if that game should have gotten to overtime. Maybe the Kansas City Chiefs should have played that last 2 minutes of the game a little different. They should have absolutely never have scored right away, because then you're giving the ball right back to Tom Brady. And then the fact that the Patriots go down and score in like 84 seconds, something unreal, leaving the Chiefs 39 seconds or something along those lines, or 32 when they actually got the ball. Who knows? Whatever it was, and the fact that they were able to score a field goal. I mean, we just saw so many great plays in that football game. It's really too bad that anybody had to lose. But that's the way the ball bounces, man. That's the way the ball bounces. Just an amazing football game. But I've seen the movie so many damn times, people. And it always ends the same way. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the rest of the guys, they keep going to Super Bowl after Super Bowl. And they keep having opportunity after opportunity to win Super Bowls. It is truly something magnificent. It really is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check on my website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, people, I'm going to take a little pause for the cause. I'll be back with more of the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Kareem Hunt, hands on his knees to the left of Patrick Mahomes, retreats after locating the Mike backer. Delayed blitz by New England. Mahomes, corner pattern, ready once. Tyreek Hill makes the catch. Far side, touchdown, Kansas City. The Cheetah burned him last year. He burns him tonight and burns Devin McCourty on a 14-yard corner pattern.
First down at the 14. Running it, Michelle. Untouched so far. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, New England.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield. Trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2. Now 1. He'll take the snap. Drops back to pass. Looks right. Dances right. Points right. Throws to the middle. Pass is complete to Reynolds. Back in the end zone. Touchdown, Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Follow me there, too. And then always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got a couple callers. I'll get out to you in just a moment, Mitch in Santa Monica. But I got to just break something down real fast because it's really amazing when you think about it. Tom Brady figures out ways to get back to Super Bowls, he and Bill Belichick, 9 and 18 years. And then you have Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints who continue to figure out ways to blow golden opportunities when they have magnificent football teams. It is honestly mind-boggling. I know that people in New Orleans are upset about the missed pass interference call. And I know that the ref admitted that they blew that call. I get it. I understand. But that's one call. That's one play, and I understand when it happened in the game, too. It was crucial. I get it. But believe me, there were many other calls and many other plays that people made or did not make throughout that game that probably could have caused a different outcome. But for some weird reason, these things keep happening to the New Orleans Saints, my man Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Think about what happened to them in Minnesota last year. Just an absolutely flukish play. And then the crazy no call on pass interference that happens to them in the game against the Rams, giving the Rams the opportunity, obviously, to move on and advance. But ultimately, people, honestly, at the end of the day, these were unbelievable football games. We have absolutely nothing to complain about. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica, man. Mitch in Santa Monica, Dorfman, Andy Dorf. It is obviously the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America, my friend. What is on your mind, man? What's going on? I haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been very busy, but I got to tell you right now, what's on my mind is I'm looking up at the moon, and I don't know if you've seen it right now, but there's a super end of this lunar eclipse that's happening. But check it out right now because you got a quarter of it left. And by the way, did we not eclipse Championship Sunday for the NFL? I mean, this was insane. And you know what? Everyone's bringing up this whole like missed call in the Saints game. I'm sorry, but Jared Goff on third down was completely face masked and should have had a first and goal on the one, and they probably would have put it in for a touchdown and game over. So I'm sick and tired of all these Saints fans saying that they were robbed when basically the game would have been over with a call with a face mask down there on the Rams' last possession. But that being said, you know, I mean, the officials ended up being a part of these two games, but which is basically what it boils down to is that when you got one versus two, and you got these tight games, there's going to be some serious calls that are going to come into question. There's going to be some serious plays that happen. And we saw it today. Today was one of the, arguably, the greatest day of NFL football in history. Two overtime games in two overtime championship games on the same day. I mean, what a celebration of football. I have no idea how the Super Bowl will even hold up to this type of wonderful television that we saw. I mean, is there any better reality TV than this? It was a miraculous day. And I'm sorry, for those of you who are Brady haters and Patriot haters, dude, goat, goat, goat. This guy, this team knows how to win, and they are winners. And we are. And if you don't want, if you hate them, please take a step back and appreciate what they are doing in this era of the NFL and free agency and the way teams are constantly changing year after year, and they are in it every freaking year. You just made a stat in terms of how they were in the last, well, they're five of the last six, and what, nine of the last 18 years that they've been in there? I mean, this is insane. We are appreciated, people. Appreciate what you're seeing, because it is not going to happen anytime soon with anyone else, bar none. Why? Is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? Is it the owner? Is it the GM? Is it the organization? Or is it just all of it? Or is it just freakish luck? It doesn't matter, but appreciate it for what it is, and it is sheer greatness. It's just like MJ and the Bulls.
Mitch, let me interrupt you real quick, because when you're doing something like this 9 out of 18 years, I'm sorry, you can throw luck out of the equation, man. I mean, if you do it 2 out of 18 years and you were to win both of those, I think you could consider that luck. When you get there 9 out of 18 years and you've had 8 straight AFC championship games, there's something very special about this. And I think you and I are basically on the same page, so I'm not looking to argue with you, but I'm just saying that it's not luck. So let's not even let people want to throw that little weird piece of nonsense into this equation, because the truth is that this is special. This is amazing. And like you're saying, this is a once in a lifetime that we are watching something like this. We are not going to see something like this ever again in our lives. This is not one, but two decades of just unbelievable greatness from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Those are the only two constant things there in New England, man. They plug in different pieces all the time to the puzzle, but those two pieces are the two constant pieces, man. So kudos to the New England Patriots. Kudos to Tom Brady. It is just unbelievable stuff. It's remarkable. Whatever big adjective that you can come up with to describe this, it is that, because it is just incredibly special. So you and I are on the same page, bro.
There are no big adjectives to describe this. It is what it is. You can just call it Brady Belichick or Patriot Dynasty. It's something that we haven't seen in really almost all of sport, and is incredibly special. And for the Brady haters, I threw the luck out there just for the Brady haters, because there are so many Brady haters. And by the way, you know me, I'm the biggest diehard Packer fan, even bigger than you, than there is. And there's no one who should hate Brady more than me, but there is no one who respects him more than me, because I understand what greatness is, and I respect it. And it was just beautiful to see.
Yeah, I know. Hey, a couple good points you brought up here, and I want to throw these out here at you, because I think there's a couple of comparisons to be made. And by the way, people, 1-800-878-7529, let's keep the conversation rolling. Whatever's on your mind is always on mine, but I really don't know what else you could be thinking about. AFC and NFC championship games were literally off the freaking hook, man. They were just ridiculous football games. So let me throw this at you, and you give me a rebuttal, because you made some good points. What we're seeing with Belichick and Brady and the New England Patriots is just, it's second to none. It is, in my humble opinion, tops of the list. But would you put the San Antonio Spurs and their run of over a decade kind of up there in the same kind of caliber? Again, I'm giving the nod to the Patriots. And then what about making the comparison about not only Tom Brady being the GOAT, but LeBron James being the GOAT. These two guys both brought their teams to 8 consecutive Eastern Conference and obviously AFC Championship football games for Tom Brady. So there's a couple of interesting different comparisons that can be made out there. What are your thoughts on those?
The rules of free agency between NFL and NBA and the number of players versus 5 on the field versus 11 on the side or 22 cannot be comparable. To have a football team be in a dynasty versus a basketball team is not even a conversation. I will not entertain that. What the Spurs have done, great. But what the Patriots are doing in the NFL in a time in which, you know, free agency and the way that the whole corporate structure is the way it is to stay relevant. I mean, usually teams in the NFL can stay relevant for 2 or 3 years, and then you basically have to rebuild. But the way that they have done it is remarkable. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. But by the way, let me just go real back to this. I mean,
real quick,
how Casey was even in the game when the time of possession was 43 minutes to 20 minutes was beyond anything. I mean, remember, Brady had 2 interceptions. I mean, they kept Casey. This should have been a blowout.
Hey, good, great call as always from Mitch in Santa Monica. And too bad, brother, as you know, so much to talk about, never enough time to keep it all going with you, man. But I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll continue the conversation. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
A 103 decibels, and they're just getting started as Zuerlein sets up for a 57-yard try to win the NFC Championship game. The hold is down, the kick clears the line, and Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl! LA will play for the Lombardi! Greg Zuerlein from 48 in regulation and 57 in overtime! 26-23, it's over! And the Superdome is silent.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
You bet it was silent. That would silence any crowd, man, especially the home crowd, man. When you're that road team going in there and just crushing it like that. And kudos to that kicker, man. 48 in regulation and then the 57-yard bomb in overtime. You got to love that, man, because we know how big of a role kickers can play. And it's kind of cool seeing kickers have that positive impact instead of that negative, man, because truth be told, Kansas City's kicker had to make one. And then the Rams kicker makes one, not only in regulation, but in the overtime, too. So kudos to the Rams. Kudos to the Patriots. That's your Super Bowl matchup, people. Get used to it. We've got a couple weeks to discuss it. And speaking of that, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. And we got to make this quick. I know I got a few callers on the line, so I want to get everybody on the horn. So let's first jump out to Moonshine Mike in Virginia. Moonshine, you got the Dorf, man. It's the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
How you doing, Big AD? All day, Adrian Peterson. You know what, baby? Damn, Tom Brady, you know, he was all looking like, oh, man, I may lose this game. It was cold. You know what? He won his 12th. Seriously, it's not your turn to talk. My dog wants to talk to you. 12th postseason. Fourth quarter, come on. You got to respect the GOAT. You know, you whether love it or like him, it is what it is. But you know what? The games today were just great. I mean, I was digging it all day long. I told my girlfriend, I said, look, baby, we need a break. I'm going to watch the games with my boys and everything. And it was pretty good games. But you know what? It is what it is. And they were dang close. Overtime, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Listen to this. He was watching the wedding. As my boy, Labrador Retriever, chocolate lab, my third lab, smart as a tick. But you know what? The Rams came through. Golf, what can you say? He did pretty good. Go for it, baby.
I love it. I love it, Moonshine. Thanks for the call, as always, brother. Woo! Moonshine Mike in Virginia. Look, people, you know the Dorf, man. This radio program that I do is all about you, the listener, the fan. Without you, there's no reason for me to be here. I love your thoughts. I love your opinions. Let's do this on a regular at 1-800-878-7529. When I'm doing the Sports Overnight America program, the Weekend Recap, and I start every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's keep it going, man. I'm going to jump out to the phones again. Let's hook up with my man Showtime in Kansas City. Showtime, bro. Let me give you a little bit of love, man. I'm sorry, dude. Look, bro, I feel bad for you, man. I mean, it was a great season. Seriously, what a great season. But still, the big question about Andy Reid remains. He doesn't have that big time win, that staple win for him. This was that opportunity, and I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs blew it, bro. I feel like they had this game in the palm of their hands, but yet we've seen this movie with Tom Brady so many damn times, and the guy figures out a way to get it done, and unfortunately, it happened in Arrowhead today, man, and I'm sorry for your Kansas City Chiefs, bro.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, and I think sort of love, you know, my name's on the wall out there, Hall of Fame, Showtime Kansas City. The thing is that Patrick Mahomes never got a chance to touch the ball in overtime, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards in the regular season. The thing is that the overtime rules need to be changed. They revamped it once. They need to do it again, because when you got the NFL MVP, you need to have a chance to touch the ball. And I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. Everybody that knows me knows that about me. And if I was a Patriots fan, I'd feel the same way if I was a Tom Brady fan. You got to get the ball in the hands to your playmaker. The defense, they let us down, especially the guys in the trenches. You got to get that push on the defensive side of the ball, stop the run. We got playmakers when it comes to passing. But the Patriots just ran the ball all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time. And the thing is, Bob Sutton probably needs to be fired. I know Andy Reid is loyal. But the thing is like, you know, I have the utmost respect. I have faith. I have trust in my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't even need a nickname. He's like Joe Montana back in 93-94. He led us to the championship game. You know, he got injured in that game, Montana, you know, in the Bay Area, you know, everybody loves Montana. I love Montana. Matter of fact, I wore my Joe Montana throwback jersey today. And Mahomes had his magic. There was under a minute left in the game, and Mahomes let us down. I mean, he let us down the field. That's what I meant to say.
No, I got you.
Yeah, he got that field goal that we needed. Bucker got the field goal, but Mahomes led the drive. The thing is, though, is the defense let us down, and I just don't know what to do, but we got to fire Bob Sutton. I love the show. Listen to you all the time. Showtime Kansas City. I'm out.
Appreciate it, man. That's good stuff. Great stuff. And you know what, man? That's what I love about people. When you're a fan of your team and you have what happened to them, it sucks, man. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to say it. It sucks because they felt like they had the team to get it done. And they did. They really did. And the guy that I feel really bad for on the defensive side of the ball, and I'm sure Showtime would agree with this big time, Eric Berry. Dude, he worked his butt off to get back to play this game, and then, boom, gave up a huge play at the end of the game to Gronkowski. I mean, I just call it the way I see it, man. So the truth is the Kansas City Chiefs will be saying to themselves, we had chances. And so will the New Orleans Saints. But that's 2 years in a row for the New Orleans Saints, man. And that's unbelievable the way that it continues to happen for them. The crazy play in Minnesota, the terrible no call on that pass interference would, without a doubt, in my humble opinion, change the way that game would have finished. Absolutely. And truth be told, I didn't get a chance to mention this with Showtime, but maybe if Kansas City wouldn't have scored a touchdown with over 2 minutes, giving Tom Brady so much time, the outcome of that game would have been different. I would have just taken a knee on the next play because you're going to the 2 minute warning, like, and you're on the 2-damn-yard line. So if you can't punch it in from there, I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. But you got to give those guys less time. That's evident. We see it all the time. Leave less time on the clock. Leave no time on the clock. The lesson should be learned. That when you give great quarterbacks time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, because like he said, Patrick Mahomes in 39 seconds or 32 seconds, whatever it was when they got that damn ball back, he led them down and they got a field goal to put that game into overtime. So everybody made plays. I go back to Mitch in Santa Monica. Everybody made plays, and nobody has anything to be upset about. I totally agree with that. Will the New Orleans Saints and will the Kansas City Chiefs be saying, damn, we let one slip by? You betcha. You betcha, man. But we saw great football. We saw fantastic football games. Let's hope that the Super Bowl is the same way. 2 weeks to prepare, man. I would think that we got ourselves one hell of a football game, the Rams and the Patriots. It should just be fantastic. Pretty good Super Bowl matchup. Really, seriously, pretty good Super Bowl matchup. A couple more things I want to get in before I get out of here, man, because truth be told, I've spent a ton of time talking about, obviously, AFC and NFC championship football. The games deserve it, 100%. But there are a couple other things that have happened over the week and the weekend that also deserve a little bit of love. Like what's happening down under at the Australian Open. We are seeing some young dudes really step up and starting to make some names for themselves. I don't want to say they've made the names for themselves, but we have some young stars that are starting to come out of the woodwork. Francis Tiafoe, the young American, he's got his work cut out for him playing Rafael Nadal. Believe me, that is going to be tough. But the fact that he's going to get that experience and play that guy, I love it. I flat out love it. And then what can we say about Stefanos Tsitsipas, the Greek, the young Greek kid who went out there and took care of Roger Federer, the defending Australian Open champion? I mean, honestly, people, you can't make this stuff up. And just with that thought, is it possible for Greece to have two of the biggest stars in all of the sports world? In case you don't know where I'm going with this, I'm talking about the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's with the Milwaukee Bucks, who, by the way, have the best record in the NBA as far as percentage points go. That's the best team in the NBA. But they're trailing. It's kind of, if you look at those standings, it's really fun and kind of interesting because they're actually trailing by half a game, but percentage points-wise, they have the best record. But is it possible? Is this possible to have two freakish athletes like this and they could absolutely capture the sports world? Stefanos could be a champion for many years to come. And will Giannis take the Milwaukee Bucks to that next level and get them to the promised land, which where they have not been since the days of Lou Alcindor and the Big O, which is a long, long time, people. Early 70s, 1971, if I'm not mistaken. And they've only had one. But this is a really good Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. And you got to give credit to Bud, man. He knows how to coach. He knows how to get the most out of players. The NBA is seriously, man, the NBA is awesome right now. The NBA is actually pretty good. It's a lot of fun seeing the Western Conference changes like on a daily. It absolutely changes on a daily. But obviously Golden State, after their nice 7-game winning streak, they've gotten themselves back on top of the Western Conference, and it was only a matter of time. It really was. We've been saying it for a while. Eastern Conference, like I said, the Bucks on top, Toronto right there, the Pacers, Philadelphia, Boston. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I'm not sold on what's happening with them. I think it's a good problem. And personally, I think the problem is that Brad Stevens has too many guys that he has to find minutes for. Like truly has too many guys that he has to find minutes for. And somehow, some way, he's got to do it. And then real quickly, in the men's basketball, NCAA style, Duke had a huge game against Virginia, an undefeated team. They took care of business at their home floor, which you expect, 72-70. And then Wisconsin beating Michigan. That's a nice victory for them, too. Wisconsin's back on the map, people. Just in general, back on the map with Giannis. And then, like I said, Stefanos, can he take the tennis world by storm? And then can the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, take the basketball world by storm? Do they have two absolutely unbelievable, incredible stars on their hands? I got to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and wrap things up. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and I am hanging out here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time. Unbelievable how quick this thing goes. Seriously, it just goes way too quickly. So much to talk about and never enough time to get it all in. Stick around. Jeff Rich will be up, obviously, continuing Sports Overnight America. Bob Black as well. So got to give a shout-out to those guys and love the fact that we continue talking sports to you people all night long. Obviously, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, I have the morning time. You can check me out, too. That's 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Dorf on Sports radio show. And then late night style, you can always catch me at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time doing the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. But before I let you run and let you get out of here, I got to leave you with my closing thought as always. And it's just unbelievable how we've seen this movie so many times over the last 18 years, nine to be quite in fact with you, nine out of the last 18 years. It's not a decade run. It's a two-decade run. It's one of the most spectacular things that I think we'll ever see in sports, the way that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have just absolutely taken the world of the football by storm and just continue to win and do it in just different ways with different people. It doesn't matter. The only things that are constant are the fact that those two guys are on that same sideline of the football field. You just plug in different pieces, and you know what? Those guys continue to lead those other guys to the promised land. So amazing. Appreciate it. Don't hate it, because if you do, you're just not understanding the whole thing, man. It's an unbelievable thing what you're seeing with Tom Brady and this guy, Bill Belichick. 9 of the last 18 years, they have gotten to the Super Bowl. Really put it in perspective, people, and just take it all in. Anyways, for Scott, all my callers, Moonshine, Showtime, Mitch in Santa Monica, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.